may very well be a myth. So I strongly suggest folks go and read that, and you will start to see the magnitude of the problem that Rockefeller created when he established the FDA to cover up all the toxic effects of the chemical industry more than 100 years ago. So we will take caller in the second hour, and anyone who has anything to share regarding their medical, you know, dilemmas and the struggles they've had with the medical industrial complex, you're certainly invited to call in. The number, I'm getting it for you right now, is 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. I guess we have a minute here to remind listeners to support RBN in any way you can. RBN is dependent on listener support, and you're not going to hear this kind of a program in the mainstream media for sure. Mainstream media is not going to say anything against the medical industry. They're not going to say nothing against the drug industry, and God forbid they should expose the vaccine agenda. You're not going to see that on mainstream media. Big Pharma has a huge, and always has had, a huge influence over mainstream media because they spend so many millions of dollars advertising. And you see it on every night when you watch TV. That's why information like this that comes through RBN is just so important. And to keep RBN's boat afloat, people need to support RBN. And to do that, you can go to the RBN site, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the donate button. It will tell you how you can either make a one-time donation or you can make a pledge to RBN. Either one would be greatly appreciated. So I hope we're seeing now, to defend humanity, we're going to have to try to defend humanity against the worldwide chemical industry. As Mercola said, glyphosate is the most common agricultural chemical used worldwide. And it's important because without glyphosate, the whole GMO program would fall apart. So you bet your bippy they're going to do everything they can to keep that going, and to prevent people from exposing glyphosate, and prevent any government, any country, from prohibiting it. And we had that information on the show last week. So any callers, please call in, and we'd be happy to hear from you. I hope this wasn't too shocking for people to realize that the medical complex has become what it has become. And it's all about profit. That was exposed by the former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine back in 2006 in her book. You can get that information on, again, Big Pharma Exposed on anticorruptionsociety.com. We have quite a few insiders that you can read. We have links to their material, so you can check this out yourself and figure out what's been going on. Her book was written in 2006, and it is now more than 10 years later. Sad to say, I don't think her book influenced anything, not based on the recent experiences of my family. But we need to be informed, nevertheless, and that's what she wanted to do, was inform the public. Without that information, you are you're kind of at their mercy. Sorry to say. And that's the way it is. You know, if you're going to, a lot of people think that they're going to avoid this medical industrial complex, and I'm here to say you need to be aware, because it can happen to you Without your knowledge or consent, you could be in a car accident, something could happen to you, and you could wake up and find yourself in their institution. And if you and your family are educated about this stuff, your chances of recovering are going to be greatly improved. But you will have to advocate for yourself or your family member, because this is a huge machine that is a for-profit. The healthcare industry is now a for-profit corporate construct, and it is rolling along, and outcome is not necessarily the number one thing on their list. The number one thing on their list is profit. And we saw that again and again and again. So I was hoping people would call in with their own stories. But if not, we can go on a little further here and read more of this wonderful article by Dr. Mercola exposing glyphosate. He went on to give us a real close look at the potential harm, the potential health effects of glyphosate exposure. And I advise us all to advise everybody to read this article, because it's very real. It is absolutely very real, and it is everywhere. Okay, we have a caller from Texas. Andy, hi, how are you?
How are you? Yes, I am here.
I'm fine.
That was a treasure trove of information. You didn't say anything that I didn't already know, but a lot of, you know, I'm down here in cotton country in Texas, so they use a lot of glyphosate. They use the GMO. It's genetically modified and whatnot. And most of these people in the rural areas, they're on these wells and stuff, and they're constantly soaking the ground with this glyphosate, and then they're wondering why they're all sick. I know a lot of people. I work for a couple of different people that live in the rural area, but they're always sick, and yeah, something is wrong with them. I drink bottled water, and in some respects, I wish somebody would do some tests on this bottled water and see what's in that, but it seems to be maintaining my life a little better than this municipal water and then the well water and whatnot. But as far as the vaccines go, we've all been led to believe that they're needed, and they're even requiring them for school and stuff. And I was dumb enough to get my kids vaccinated up until the point where I realized in 2004, 2005 that these things were no good. And I went into the doctor's office and with my two kids that were in junior high, and it was just for a regular checkup. I didn't know there was going to be any shots required. And she comes in with the serum and the needles. I said, oh, no, we're not doing that. Nope, no vaccines here. And she looked at me and said, oh, you're one of those people. I'm like, yeah, and so are my kids.
Oh,
and,
wow.
My kids got all of but kicked out of school, high school, because I have educated them so much about what was going on in the world that they would call the bluff on the teachers. The wow. teachers would be saying, this happened and this happened, this is the way I know. That ain't what happened. Excuse me. They'd be raising their hands and stuff. They called them to the, and they got sent to the principal's office because they weren't going with the curriculum and stuff. So they all but got kicked out of school. They're all out of school now. But, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous what's going on in this country. This glyphosate is huge. Our water has anything from ammonia, fluoride, chlorine, glyphosate, you name it. Who knows what else is in there? And now I just heard from your buddy Dr. Parker on your guys' radio station, RBN, a couple weeks ago. He was talking about how they're actually recycling sewage water and making beer out of it.
Oh, wonderful.
Can you believe that?
Yes. Again, we have to, the biggest thing I think we can do, Andy, is expose the fraud, and even Mercola doesn't get it. None of these people get it. Expose the fraud that these agencies are there in place to protect the public. They are not, and they never have been. So when Mercola says, well, they're not doing their job, well, they're not doing their job, Gary Noll says, well, they're not doing their job, everybody says, Andrew Wakefield, they're not doing their job. We have to expose the fact that they are doing their job. Their job is to protect industry, not the public.
Yeah, their job is to poison us. Their job is to make money and whatnot. But this goes into that entire eugenics program they got going on and how they want to kill us off, and they've got these big plans to exterminate the population down to a certain level. I don't know if you've heard of the Georgia Guidestones, but it says to maintain the population at 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And it's crazy what these guys have got up their sleeve. And really right now, Donald Trump has kind of put a screwdriver in the situation, but he's not our savior. He's not going to fix all this. He's a good start, but it's just not going to get fixed. He can't do it. He's just one man, and there's so many people, so many forces working against him. I'll be surprised if he makes the first 6 months without them impeaching him. This is just a sad situation we're in, and it's only going to get worse. I don't think he can fix it. RFK Jr., great guy to put in there for the vaccines and whatnot, but this is far too little, far too late. I mean, we're in big trouble here.
Right, and I do think he's trying, and I do appreciate what he's doing, and he is calling the CDC out for the fraud they are. That much I really appreciate him, because these nonprofits are not doing that. These nonprofits, they what they say is, oh, there's a conflict of interest. There is not a conflict of interest. People don't understand. The agency was set up to do what they're doing.
No, you're exactly right. These agencies were set up. I mean, there's nothing in the Constitution that affords them to set up the FDA. There's nothing
That's
in the Constitution
right.
that... affords them to set up the EPA. There's nothing right. in the Constitution that can put the BLM together. All these different police agencies and stuff, there's nothing in the Constitution that affords them to do that. So that's how far eroded this country has gone. There's not even anything in the Constitution. You know, you realize that the police forces around here started out as block watch. And then yes. the people got lazy and decided to hire people to do the block watch. And now look what we got.
Well, and for those who haven't heard this before, I would like to interject it right now. Senate Report 93549. Senate Report 93549. Look it up. That report was released in 1973 by the Senate, and it explains all these agencies are connected to the executive branch. It explains how the Constitution was usurped with the permanent state of national emergency that started in 1933 and launched this outrageous agency network in which our country is being run from the executive branch through these rogue, unaccountable agencies. And we've all been taught that they're there to protect us. They never were there to protect us, folks.
Well, isn't it fascinating how simple of a read the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution is? I mean, a fifth grader could read it and have just a few questions when they're done. But you got to take a six-year college degree to go in a courtroom and defend it. Now, I know the courts are UCC, but if you can get a courtroom to say, this is a constitutional courtroom, boom, all of your rights are in effect and it's on the record. But most of these courtrooms, this is how they get around that. Every time you get another court date, they put another judge in front of you, so you have to get it established again because that judge, you know, is a different judge in front of you. It's interesting. I've gone pro se several times, and it's just a wow, this is weird. I was born into this trying to navigate through it, and it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah, it is. Okay, thank you, Andy. We have a couple other callers. I appreciate your input.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, take care. Okay, we have our good friend Chris from, I believe it's outside of Las Vegas in Nevada. Is that you, Chris?
It is, and nice to hear you, Al. I was listening to you back last week. I was listening to you very closely because you put out so much information. The revelation that you put forth that this, and in fact, if you don't mind repeating what the original name of the EPA was, it was something about a chemical protection agency or something like that. I was traveling whenever I heard that, and I was not able to write it down. And you mentioned it earlier, but you went so fast, I couldn't quite pick it up.
Okay, the Food and Drug Administration began life as the Division of Chemistry and was later known as the Bureau of Chemistry, long before changing its name to the FDA. Its name was changed to conceal its chemistry industry agenda.
Yes, indeed. And you mentioned Mr. Bob Goodlatte, that esteemed representative from whatever state he's from. Seems to me somebody should be investigating and looking for his secret offshore bank accounts and perhaps a large contribution to his campaign or other special self-interest, because he has obviously sold out and bought that hook, line, and sinker, or maybe he was compromised and they had some photos of him down at Lolita Island or something else to do with the Pizzagate operation to get him to go along so readily, consciously, indifferently, or irrationally, exuberantly, to take the bait and follow the party line to support Big Pharma and the other sorts of lunacy that prevails in the District of Criminals.
Right. Well, you know what? I think they're all pretty much bought and paid for, because they've designed a system where to get reelected you need huge amounts of money, and everybody who's tried to break that system and have publicly funded campaigns so that no one could actually donate money or bribe them by saying, I'll contribute to your campaign if you'll do this for me. Anyone who's tried, I know people have been trying for 20 years to get publicly funded campaigns and eliminate private donations completely so that these guys aren't bought. And the powers that be, that's the last thing they want. They need these guys to take the bait just to get reelected. They take the contributions and make the deals. You know that, Chris.
Well, of course they do. That's why they represent the people's interest into their own self-interest. That's right. The unfortunate truism that we find that prevails in the District of Criminals, that cesspool.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I hope you heard and understand what I said about why, when you go fill out any of the forms, the medical industry wants to know what bad habits you have and what bad genes you might have, so they can attribute all of what goes wrong to one or the other. And I have actually watched them do it. It's amazing how they're all trained to say, well, that must be in their family history, or that's because of the amount of coffee you drink, or whatever. They're all programmed.
Well, remember, you have a Fifth Amendment protection, and that's getting evidence against yourself under the guise of medical care, so-called. And when they understand that the care that they're providing is more like the celebration of care at Bohemian Grove, where they abuse you and use you and try to claim that they're doing it for your benefit, but it really benefits them. It's cui bono, who benefits, and who does it benefit whenever they give you their so-called benefits or cares that they claim benefits you?
Right. That's right. And you never know, you know, we found out that a lot of these doctors are doing off-label independent studies for the drug companies, so they've been caught many times prescribing medication off-label. And you kind of say, well, why would they do that? Well, because they're probably getting paid to do a real study for the drug company, and they don't feel they have any obligation to tell you that that's what's going on. So,
well, that makes,
go ahead.
That makes them oath helpers or professitutes, paid witnesses, because they have a fiduciary, financial, and other self-serving interest in the outcome of the studies they're doing, so they can't be a neutral, independent, peer-reviewed third party.
Again, Chris, if you haven't seen Big Bucks, Big Pharma, it's free online. I talked about it in previous shows, and I'm going to mention it again. YouTube, type in YouTube-Big Bucks, Big Pharma. Boy, that's information that's really powerful. Let you know what's really going on.
Well, remember, in pharma, that P is silent. It's harm. Harm by a demon god. So there you have it. Thank you so very much, Ann.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Chris. Okay, we're going to break, and we'll be back, and we have Lark from Texas is calling in. We'll be happy to talk to him when we return.
folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we have a caller, another caller from Texas. Texas is popular tonight. Lark from Texas. Good evening, Lark. How are you?
I was, of course, prompted to call again this week. I called in last week, remember, mentioning Medicide and Malthusianism,
uh-huh.
Thomas Malthus. Uh-huh. A lot of that comes from, of course, people like Madison Grant and Franz Boas, the eugenics movement, early part of the 20th century, which merged with the Rockefeller interests, with their petrochemical industry,
yep,
and so forth. But what I wanted to quickly ask you, didn't you tell us, the listeners, that you hailed from near Columbus, Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah, my mother was from St. Paris, 40 miles from Columbus.
Oh, wow.
And the doctors murdered her when she was 62. That was in 1996.
Oh, my. I'm
and
so
they called that they called it the morphine drip. That's actually asphyxiation or suffocation.
Oh, wow.
And they did the same thing to my dad when he was 66, 7 years later in 2004. He was murdered by his doctors.
But were they in a hospital for an acute condition or chronic or what?
They were... In both cases, they were being fed glucose, and they had the, you know, the so-called morphine drip administered to them. And if you look it up, anybody can look it up, that's actually suffocation or asphyxiation, which is occurring.
Well, let me ask you, Lark, I'm just curious, why were they in the hospital? What was their original illness?
Cancer, lung cancer, both of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, remember, they were depression babies. And
sure.
Everybody smoked in the 40s and the 50s, you know.
Yeah, but even then, I have to wonder, you know, looking at this long list of chemicals, Lark, I have to wonder if tobacco alone is doing it. When you look at all the chemicals we've been exposed to our whole life, tobacco's one of them.
more than 250 chemicals I read one time just in cigarettes alone.
Yeah.
But I also wanted to mention that my sister, she died at the age of 45. She was also murdered by her doctor. That happened 4 months after my dad died. And she started taking drugs from the doctors because when she had her first and only child in her early 30s, she was told that she had postpartum depression.
Okay.
Which is a non-disease. They made it up. And at the time of her death, she was taking 12 different medications from her doctors.
Wow.
And so she wasn't even my sister anymore. And then 6 years ago, my brother was murdered by his doctors. And that's why I say, you know, we have a system today which is a scientific dictatorship of the community.
Right.
And what it is, it's a variant of socialism which incorporates aspects of libertarianism, communism, and corporatism all in one. And the language of the law, just like in the language of the standard of care, is devised such that it allows for maximum malleable implementation of policy. And this is what it's like to live in a so-called police or surveillance state. And all of this has come to full fruition since really about the late 80s and early 90s with the popularization of the personal computer, because now we have instant communication. And so that's why I say socialism equals gangsterism equals slavery. This is a system. Remember, gangsterism is a system in which organized crime has been made legal. And this extends to law enforcement, the medical so-called community, law enforcement, the prison industrial complex, the U.S. military, everything.
Well,
so I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, they made us the enemies of the state in 1933, and people don't realize that. They somehow still think that these institutions are there. And I know you know better, Lark, that the public still wants to hang on to the notion that these institutions are there to protect and benefit us. And as many times as you and I say it, it seems like it's just a shock to them that they don't want to recognize.
Don't be murdered by your doctors.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to break. Thank you, Lark, for your input.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about how the medical cartel abets in the concealment of chemically induced diseases. And we have another caller online, another caller from Texas. John, how are you tonight?
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Yeah, my wife had a medical problem for the last two or three years, and she went back to her doctor. She kept going back and forth, and about a month ago, he put her on steroids. About a month, and he said, come back and see me. So a couple of weeks ago, she went and saw him, and he said, here, take this medication. And it was it's medication for patients that have an organ transplant.
I'm sorry, you're kind of John. John sounds a little garbled. I'd like to hear everything he said. Is there anything we can do to fix that, Ken?
I got a bad phone, I guess.
Okay, well, continue, but I would sure be nice if we could hear everything you're saying, but go ahead.
Okay. I'll try to make it short. He gave her a drug that's used for organ transplants. And he told her that her immune system was out of whack. And she read the insert, and it had all kinds of side effects. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure you would believe. But anyway, yeah. what I wanted to tell you in the insert, it said, "Do not use this information to decide on whether or not you're going to take the drug." I'm not kidding you. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's what it said.
Even though it may kill you.
Do not use this information. Only let the doctor decide. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God. That's outrageous.
I wish I had it in front of me, but it blew me away. I told my wife, I said, this is why I don't like taking medication.
Well, yeah, and the whole idea of providing you that information, the whole concept of providing you that information is so that you can have informed consent. Now,
you never saw that before?
And no, I haven't seen that
before. I guess not.
Where does informed consent go if they say, don't use this information to decide whether or not to take the drug, you know? Shoot, I have quit medications just because after taking them for a week, nothing changed. I said, screw this, and I just said, I'm not taking it anymore. Nothing's happening. And yeah. the whole thing with antidepressants, just to let people know, they don't work, first of all, but the way they get people to do it, and I had a friend who was depressed. He lost a partner that was just the love of his life, and he did fall apart, and he went to the doctor. He couldn't get over the depression. He couldn't stop crying. So they gave him antidepressants, but here's what they said to him. But it may take 3 to 6 weeks to start working. Well, if you tell them that, okay, they're probably going to be better in 3 to 6 weeks anyway. And then you can say it was the drug that made them better. But what kind of drug would take 3 to 6 weeks to work? I mean, such nonsense.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's just like...
All right, Al. Hey, Al.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you get to other calls, and thanks a lot. You're one of my favorites.
Oh, thanks. And thanks for sharing.
Take care.
Yeah, you
Bye.
Too. I mean, people, it's like we check our common sense at the door. All you have to do is listen to the drug ads on TV and the long list of side effects and cautions and warnings that follow after each ad. Now, why are they giving you those warnings? if it's not to give you informed consent. I went to pick up a prescription today, and I talked to the pharmacist, and I said to the pharmacist, you know, recently I had a family member in the hospital, and I said, I'm going to tell you what I think I concluded, that these physicians, they prescribe these drugs. I'm not sure that they read or even know what the side effects are. And you know what the pharmacist said? You're absolutely right. They don't know what the side effects are. And I said, well, for goodness sakes, you're trying to tell them what the side effects are. If they're not going to read it and they don't know what the side effects are, I mean, how is it that we're not going to get into a conflict between symptom and side effect? Everybody I talked to admitted that there is a fine line that is almost impossible to locate to distinguish the difference between a symptom and a side effect. This is why so many people, okay, go back to their doctor and they complain of a, quote, symptom. And what does the doctor do? He adds on a new drug. So now this individual's got two drugs. They go back and they have another, quote, symptom. Yeah, it's on a third drug. Do you know how many people are on, like, multiple drugs, many drugs every day? Impossible when you're taking a lot of these medications to decide what is a symptom and a side effect. And I think I've mentioned to people on this show that I am married to a retired physician. He did take care of a lot of elderly patients, and one of the things he would do, and he told me this many times, he would get a new patient and see this long list of drugs. The patient would tell him what his symptoms are or his complaints, and he would start eliminating the drugs. He said, until I could get all these drugs off the out of the patient, I couldn't tell, couldn't even begin to tell what the disease was. So that's the first thing he would do. I'm sure Big Pharma never liked him, but the first thing he would do is try to take off these drugs and get down to the basics to figure out which medication the patient might really need and which medication might really help. But when you've got multiple drugs with multiple side effects, which so many doctors prescribe today, I have no clue of how anybody can get healthy in that situation. I'm not sure they can. And actually, if you think about it, all these drugs need to be refilled, and most of the physicians will require the patient comes in every so often to get their refills. They have to see them every so often to do the refills. So this is like a guaranteed source of income. Okay? Patient has to come back to get the refill. And as long as they're on all these drugs, the patient's bound to have to come back. If there were no drugs and the patient was feeling well, there would be no obligation for the patient to come back and the physician would lose money. I am just sorry to say to everyone, this system has gradually, like almost all corporate structures, become more and more parasitic. When it comes to corporations, there is no limit to growth. That's not in the system. Corporations are absolutely obligated to bring in more profit each quarter. So that's what we've got. We've got an entire system, a society. It's called medicine, universities, you name it. It's all designed around increasing profit. And what's so tragic is as the American people lose their jobs, the jobs get moved overseas, the jobs get moved into automation or robots. Obviously, the people are at some point going to get tapped out, and I have no idea what's going to happen with all these corporations when the demand is just decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. From what I think is going on, the corporations are going to start competing really seriously with each other to stay afloat, and they're kind of functioning under the last man standing is all I can say, because certainly the American people, as they get sicker and unemployed, are not going to be able to buy fancy cars and buy expensive houses and afford expensive drugs. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. The healthier you can be without the medical industrial complex, the better off you are, folks. And there's many good websites. There's many good people on the internet everywhere with great ideas of how you can keep your health. If you don't have a juicer, get one. I see nothing anywhere that would oppose the concept of using raw juice from fresh vegetables to help restore the nutrients that your body needs every day. I didn't want to go into that today, but that's, I just think, an important part of trying to maintain your health and staying away from this medical industrial complex. But I'm glad I did the show, because I want people to understand that you could be in a car accident. In other words, you still need to understand how to navigate this system, because you might find yourself there because of an emergency, and you might find your loved one there because of an emergency, not signing up. Or you may find yourself with appendicitis, which you can't probably fix yourself. You may end up in their system. So anything that we can share with you that can help you navigate this, I'm hoping you'll kind of try to remember. I guess the rule of thumb is don't sign any contract you don't read. Don't take any medication that you haven't looked up the side effects and know what to expect. because those traps are catching an awful lot of people unaware, and sadly our legal system is not designed to help protect you from itself. And that's really what's going on here. All of these institutions have an army full of lawyers. And these lawyers prepare all these contracts, all these documents, all these forms, all these applications. All of this is done with the presumption that you understand it all and you are volunteering and you are okay with whatever happens. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Well, I'm glad we got a chance to take a closer look into the medical industrial complex. And I think good people like Robert Kennedy is doing his best to inform the public that the CDC is not an honorable institution. It is not there to protect the public's health. Dr. David Lewis exposed the fact that the EPA is also not an honorable institution. It is not there to protect the public from toxic anything. And I'm going to be honest with you, the same thing applies to the National Institute of Health. All of these entities that consider themselves there to protect the public health, they were not put there to protect the public health. They're there to control the medical industrial complex. All these institutions have government contracts, and the way they have been altered, and we did a show on that. Gosh, it's been a long time. Modern Medicine and the Crossroads, a wonderful article that was written by a great physician, and I can't remember his name, but I think you can type it in, Modern Medicine and the Crossroads, who started medicine when Medicare came in. So Medicare brought the government and the rules and the regulations and all of that. Medicare was the one that the government used to get its foot in the door. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but once Medicare came in, each physician who was going to see a patient on Medicare had to be assigned a Medicare ID number. Now, that's like a federal ID number across the country as a provider of Medicare. So they were all assigned this number, and they had to have that number. When billing was done, that number had to be provided. That was the first effort of the federal corporation to identify physicians in an ID, federal ID system, and that was started with Medicare. It has gone to become even more pervasive. All of the doctors, all of the healthcare providers now are to be assigned a federal ID number, folks. And I just ran into that today, and sure enough, it's true. All of the healthcare providers are now to be assigned a federal ID number. So it's moving into the centralization of healthcare, obviously. Okay, we have a caller from Delaware. Dave, we have maybe 2 minutes here. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. The problem is that these agencies are operating under regulations, but none of these regulations have the force and effect of law because none of these regulations are published in the Federal Register in order to have the full force and effect of law. The only kind of regulations that any of these agencies have, including the FDA and EPA and all of them, they have internal agency interpretive regulations that apply only to employees of that particular agency and nobody else. But the American people do not know the distinction between interpretive and substantive regulations. They're not aware that these interpretive regulations do not apply and do not have the force and effect of law, and therefore they're worthless. But people keep on believing wrongly that they're subject to these in-house interpretive regulations that only apply to that particular agency's employees, and if you're not an employee, none of that stuff applies to you or me.
Okay. Let me respond to that, Dave, because you're right. Partly, you've got it to a certain point. This is how they're getting us. Okay, the agency has a rule And when it deals with a person, the agency is obligated to go with the rule. Okay? Now, the person, which would be you and I, the living man or woman, we're left with the choice of either say no, I don't want the service, I don't need the service, I don't this or that or the other, or for them to provide the service, we have to agree with their rule. It's that interchange between the living man and the agency who is enforcing the rules that are being imposed on them to provide the service. That's where we're getting stuck. It's the interface. And the agency basically, more likely than not, will say, if you won't go along with my rule, then you can't have the service.
Well, the problem is I'm not a person. I'm not created by Congress. I'm an actual live people of the male persuasion. And live natural people are not subject to its or our creation.
That's correct. Unfortunately, you don't get the service that way either, and that's where the dilemma is. I'm sorry, Dave. We're running out of time. Thank you. I hope you can call in next week, and we can maybe further this discussion.
Thank you.
I hope everybody listens to our final 5 minutes or 4 minutes, and takes at heart that we really do need to image the world we want. We need to do that in our hearts and minds. Please listen and enjoy the music, and we'll be back next week.
In one quick, delicious drink, Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you. To assist us, in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to stonecityfarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's stonecityfarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.